From the Legends Club, high atop the Lambeau Field atrium, it's Packers Live! Tonight's special Packer guest, defensive tackle Mike Daniels. Here he is, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. This just in, the Vikings lost. Good deal. You know, over the weekend, I was approached by a gentleman who said he really looks forward to watching the program on Tuesday night because he loved the poems, he called them. We call them odes, poems, same difference. But he also mentioned we haven't had one in a couple weeks. So I've composed an ode in honor of said gentleman. It's entitled, Ode to, Why Don't We Do Odes Every Week? It goes something like this. Assorted thoughts, poetic meanderings. You know it's not easy composing those things. They all start with a theme, may not stand the test of time. The Gettysburg Address would be different if Lincoln's words had to rhyme. I'll be racking my brain, coming up with a match for tackle. Bingo, this ode is over. Thank heaven for Kyler Fackrell. Thank you. That's for the gentlemen over the weekend. Special groups with us tonight. Over here, please say hello to the Wilson Junior High football team from Manitowoc. And on the other side of the room, the Sportsman's Club from Collins, Wisconsin. Very well done. And now, if you will, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Pat, I noticed that fabulous Frankie is absent from school today. What's the deal?
He is on a much-needed vacation. He and his bride took about half the lunatic squad down to Florida.
And where did they go?
They're going to see the mouse. Going to visit Mickey.
Disneyland?
You bet.
The Magic Kingdom will get a lot more magical this week. Anyway, gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Been around here since 1973. Seen every team, seen every player. And without question, tonight's guest is one of my all-time favorites. He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mike Daniels. Take the fire chair, please. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Good.
How was your mini-bye?
Very good. Relaxing. Got to unplug a little bit, let myself miss the game, and I do miss the game, and looking forward to getting back to work tomorrow.
Tell me you didn't watch football all Sunday, please.
I did. I couldn't help myself.
Okay, let's go back to your last outing, the Bears game. The big question, how'd you like the white uniforms?
Hope we could find a way to wear them again this year.
Really?
Yes.
What did you think, clean. Folks? Now that we have the sartorial splendor accounted for, let's move on to the actual field of battle. Did you have mixed feelings about not facing your former teammate Josh Sitton, who was injured and inactive?
I was looking forward to that so much. You know, he's such a good player, and it would have been a great test, but they had some quality guys behind them, and it was a good fight.
Mike, I also wanted to ask you, how seriously you look at practice, because I was watching a particular play in the Bear game, and they're trying to scoop you on the backside, and you guys practice the exact move last week, and then you execute it exactly as it's coached. You take your practice very seriously, huh?
Absolutely, and I was always told by my father that you're going to play the way that you practice, so you have to take practice seriously, and that I do.
Mike, your game is at the point where you make plays even when you don't make plays. And, for instance, we got a play here where the center blocked back on you from the Bears. You knocked him back. The pulling guard falls over the center. Clay Matthews gets to make the tackle. But it all started with what you guys call inverting the line of scrimmage, I think.
Absolutely. And if you notice, that punk had my face mask, so... I really can't wait to play them again because I'm not too happy about that. Yeah, in other words, that would have been my tackle. You know?
Mike, you were busy playing the game. I don't know if you were paying attention when they did roll out the barrel, so let's take a look.
Get on your feet, Green Bay! We've got the WWE Raw Tag Team Champions, the New Day! Kofi Kingston, Big E, Xavier Woods. We're going to count it down, Lambo. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Now, Mike. Now, you have a long-standing relationship with Big E, don't you?
Absolutely. And he actually wore 93 at Iowa before I did. Unfortunately, he couldn't play football anymore, so when I came in, that was my number. We became friends because of that, because it was like a passing of the torch thing. And it's funny, I don't know whether it's the way we looked in the face, the way we were built, or it was the number, but everybody used to say, oh, that's little Big E. Like, everybody used to say I was a tour junior. It's funny, because after they did roll out the barrel, so many people in the sideline said, man, you and Big E look just alike. You guys can be brothers. And he gets that himself. You know, so, you know, you like a guy from the Packers. So it was cool. It was cool that they came out.
Yeah, it sure was. Now, another former Iowa Hawkeye, I was doing radio before your Bears game. And on the Bears side of things, I was doing their pregame show. And Jay Hilgenberg, you ever heard of him?
Yes.
7-time Pro Bowl center. And he was an Iowa Hawkeye. And he told me that when you do your one-on-one run stuff against offensive linemen, it is like an offensive lineman's perfect run block, the way you get your hands underneath, jolt them back. And if you continued, it would be a perfect drive block. Do you ever think in terms of that?
Absolutely. My job is to free things up for my linebackers. And we were very technically sound at Iowa. Coach Rick Kaczynski, he demanded it out of us. He was a center for Notre Dame in the mid-90s. He kind of implemented those offensive line fundamentals to us on the defensive line. I noticed a lot of guys in the NFL don't play with those fundamentals. I feel as though that's what's giving me such a great advantage.
Mike, when you play the run, I mean, that's nasty, tough, a lot of work. When you play it successfully, you get to rush the passer. Is that kind of the gravy in your particular job?
It is. It is, but playing in the middle, you're not going to get too many sacks, especially in a 3-4 scheme, and that's why I take pride in stopping a run. The numbers aren't always there, but there's a reason that the Packers wanted me around, and it's not because of the big splash plays, you know. It's because of how I set everything else up for my teammates, and I take great pride in doing that. And when the big plays come for me, I'll take them, but until then, I'll continue to do my job and open things up for my teammates. I mean, we are the think we're back to being number one rush defense
yes,
in the NFL.
Yes, you are. I checked right before the
that's
show.
Right.
Mike, one of the keys to that, you talk about big plays, and sure, sacks qualify, but so do tackles for losses. Now, talk about that a little bit, because you personally and your teammates collectively have had a boatload of tackles for losses. What's the key to getting them?
That's just playing aggressive. When you knock the offensive lineman back, you've already put yourself in the backfield. Now it's a matter of forcing the running back to make a decision, getting rid of the blocker, and getting your hands on the back. If you get your hands on the back, he has to go down. You know, that's just all to it. Our linebackers, I think that's the X factor this year. I mean, these guys, they're playing their butts off. You figure our front has been the same. Now all of a sudden we're number one rush defense. Well, those guys, they're the difference. So we're just still getting better, and we got some guys doing some special stuff off the edge right now too.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, a very special edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Betty. Welcome back. Thank you, Third and Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Betty. Okay. And Betty, how long have you been a Packer fan?
I would say probably 75 years.
God bless you, Betty.
Really? And I'm from Michigan.
And she's from Michigan. And you notice the little Packer G's there. That's wonderful. It looks very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Betty, here's how this works. If you can execute the football skill Mike's about to coach you on, you will earn Mike Daniels' autograph. Is that way cool or what, Betty?
Yes, it's cool.
Okay, it's cool. Okay, Mike, what are we going to learn?
Well, you mentioned earlier about how Coach Hilgenberg mentioned my hands being really good and be perfect offense, defensive line.
Yeah.
So we're going to teach Betty that because that's the core fundamentals. Betty can learn this. Betty will be able to get so many sacks, it's unbelievable.
Okay, so am I the dummy?
I don't want to call you a dummy, but you are the prop.
Oh, I'm the prop, okay.
Yes, or the dummy.
Okay.
So, Betty, what you want to do is like, you know, when you get the little baby, you hold the baby up in the armpits and you go, oh, cool, 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 it's like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how close you want to have your hands. And imagine he has numbers. What number were you, Larry?
54.
So, 5, 4. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mirror it. So you want to get your hands and grab them right on the chest, right here, just like that. And get those elbows tight, and he can't go nowhere. If you can get your arms in here, Betty, I mean, you will protect Aaron Rodgers so good, it's unbelievable.
All right, well, Betty.
Okay.
You want to get over there people can see? Well, face me.
Jesus.
There we go.
Okay.
And you're going to do just like Mike did, okay?
Just got to grab him by right here. Right here is good. He's got a nice suit jacket.
Like this?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Ruffle up his notes in there. Yeah. Larry, you ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
You know what's the exciting part? She started shaking me.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's
Mike,
what you do.
Obviously, Betty earned your autograph.
She did earn my autograph.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. While Betty is getting Mike's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the often imitated, never duplicated, In the Huddle. Stay with us, please. It is time for the one, the only, In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is my favorite Mike Daniels play of all time. It is just spectacular. And Mike, would you show us where you're at in this goal line alignment?
Right here. Oh, that's a bad circle.
That's good enough. Okay, so there's Mike. Now, folks, here's what the Lions want to do.
What the? All right, never mind. I was trying to draw an arrow. Whatever. Erase it.
Okay, here's what the Lions want to do. They want to run the ball over here. And to do that, they're going to pull this guard over here and this tight end over here. They're really going to stone the hole with bodies. But Mike Daniels, who's right here, has other ideas. Mike, if you could, as we start this, could you tell me what those ideas are?
Just try to ruin all of their plans by knocking him back as far as possible.
Okay.
Seriously, it's that simple.
This is much like the drive block thing we were talking about earlier.
Yes, yes, sir.
In fact, it is exactly that to the max. Okay, let's move. Okay, bingo. Okay, right here, you can see Mike knocking off the pulling guard. Now, Mike, were you aware of everything, all the havoc you were creating as it was happening?
I was feeling his body stop going back as far, and I just assumed that's because there were people behind him.
Here's that tight end I mentioned, okay? Watch him get caught up. Okay, now we got two of them there. Okay, tight end is one, him two. And Mike has destroyed Larry Warford. That's three people, if my math is correct, that you have destroyed on one play. Is that a new intercollegiate record, Mike?
I've done it before. It just hasn't been noticed.
Okay. Well, we're
noticed. I did it in that Bears game.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's the coup de grace, however. Okay, he's knocked off three blockers. Now, Mike, how on earth did you find the ball carrier and he makes the tackle? How'd you find him?
My coach in college always said, if you hustle, doesn't guarantee something good is going to happen, but definitely increases your chances. So.
And here's my favorite part of the play right there. Okay. Let's move it forward a little bit and take a look at it from a different angle so you can see, folks, the penetration and all the bodies Mike's accounting for right here. There goes the guard. There goes the tight end into the wash. And there goes the other guard right here. And that's just amazing. I mean, that is, like I said, that's my favorite Mike Daniels play. How's that pose, folks? Is that good? Well done, Mike Daniels. Coming up, we'll have questions for Mike from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. And we are back. Mike Daniels, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Owen.
And Owen, what's your question?
How does it feel to have the Vikings lose?
It was rewarding. Felt good.
Next up we have?
Ethan.
Ethan, what's your question?
Do you ever get intimidated by the offensive line?
No. Not at all. It's actually the other way around. They get intimidated by me, so.
Question was in reverse. And your name?
Peter.
And what's your question?
What do you think is the most important aspect for a successful defense?
Attitude, really. Attitude. Doesn't matter what the coaches call and your talent level. If you guys got the right attitude, you play physical, you play tough, and you play discipline, then that will guarantee that you'll be successful in defense.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to our questioners. Pat, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, my favorite question is from Ethan, and he gets these official Green Bay Packers socks just in time for winter from the Packers Pro Shop, where the pros shop.
Thank you. Thank you. The marketing folks will love it. Coming up, I don't know what. It'll depend on how much time we have, so stay tuned, and we'll find out. Thank you very much. Time with Mike Daniels. And Mike, as I'm sure you noted over the weekend, your Hawkeyes played the Wisconsin Badgers. And, okay, didn't go Iowa's way that day. But something I wanted to ask you about. You look at the Hawkeyes on the Green Bay Packers, yourself, Micah Hyde, Brian Bulaga. They are all real deal football players. What's going on in Iowa City? How do they attract those kind of guys?
It's the program, really. We do things the right way over there. We emphasize technique, you know, being accountable on and off the field. And I remember one time I had missed a class and my coach told me, he said, if I can't depend on you to go to class, how can I depend on you when it's third and one on the goal line to make the big play? So that's just the mentality we have.
No wonder Iowa didn't recruit me. Anyway, Mike, thanks so much. Continued success. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.